I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The 100th greatest bear of all time is currently on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Hello, 100th greatest bear of all time.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's Patrick Baddeley.
Go Bears!
Yeah!
What's up?
How awesome is that?
Mr. 100.
Yeah, I know you're probably in between the fourth and fifth hole already at this point.
I'm actually driving to the golf course.
Oh, okay. Well, we
always can catch you.
Yeah, we decided our default setting with you is if it's not pouring or the net light, our default setting is you're either on the golf course or going to or from the golf course, and it proved true this time.
So, you are right. You're exactly right.
But this is pretty cool.
It is. It actually is really cool. I had heard that they were coming out with this list, and my daughter, who's 13, said, "Dad, do you think you'll be on that list?" I said, "The only way I'll be on that list if I'm number 100.
Seriously?
It's funny that it turned out, yes. So she told me this morning, she's at school, she's like, "Will you email me what number you are?" And I just emailed her, "Yep."
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty funny this morning. She's like, "You really?" I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, it's..." Like you mentioned, it's the charter franchise of the NFL. There's so many great people that have played for this team. You know, the most Hall of Famers of any team in the NFL. And, you know, to be on the list is always exciting, but it is kind of funny to be number 100, and it's kind of fitting that it's a long snapper.
Pat, Jay Cutler was 85.
I can't believe it. How can by far the best quarterback in the history of the franchise be 85?
I don't know. Who put the list together? Is it Don Pearson and Pompey?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I would ask them. you know, it is kind of shocking that, you know, arguably numbers-wise he is, but, you know, I'm guessing longevity helps a little bit, and that probably helped me actually get on the list. But, yeah, I'm kind of surprised. But, again, like I said, there are just so many darn good players, and it's going to be fun to see this thing kind of roll out and see where everybody falls.
There are only, as best I can tell, there are only three players ahead of you that actually fought in World War I.
That's what's going to be amazing.
So
you can come up with all these different, you know, categories of, you know, who they are, what they are, where they played. Did they go to World War I, World War II? All that. Well, yeah, it'd be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch it all roll out.
I mean, the sepia tone photos are amazing. And it hits home how damn old a franchise the Bears are. And just,
I know.
And the fact is, like, I grew up a ridiculously insane Bears fan with all the books and the pajamas and the room decorated with Bears stuff. And most of I haven't heard of these guys. There's so many guys I'm clicking on this list that I'm literally hearing their names for the first time.
You're right. And in House Hall, I was lucky to be there for 16 years. They have a list of every, between our old locker room and the training room, they had a list of every team and every year. And you'd always just kind of stand there and read over those names and, you know, like, "Oh, that's so-and-so, and that's so-and-so." And like you said, there's some on there that I saw, and I'm like, I don't even think I remember reading those names or even seeing those names. But, you know, obviously they're you know, great of the part of the great past of the Bears.
Yeah, number 88, Joey Sterneman. I got nothing.
Never read that one.
I've got nothing for you. Nothing.
What years was he there?
Bob Wataska. Was
I know that name.
You know that? He was a tackle. Uh-huh. Well, you have to, yep. Yeah, because he was a tackle. He was there from 60 to 69. But this had to be a long time ago because this seriously, look, Joey Sterneman, quarterback/kicker. He was there from 22 to 25 and then from 1927 to 1930.
That's great.
Nice guy. Never met
him. Do they have any game film of him?
Yeah. It's very weird to watch. So we're talking about Patrick Baddeley, Mr. Number 100 on the Bears list of all-time great players. Congratulations on the award and on the name. Semi-seriously, number 96. Have you looked through these yet, or are you going to scroll through them as you're kind of lining up putts?
I just scrolled through them a little bit earlier. I did.
So the only active player on this list so far is Eddie Jackson at number 96.
Yeah.
How high can he get on the list of 100?
Great question. I think you got to find out where Mike Brown is.
Mm.
And I think you got to put him there, and then potentially higher because he could have a longer career and you know, some more Pro Bowls. But I think once we see where Mike Brown is, I think that's your start.
It's so hard to do positionally, too, because of how, like, when the Bears didn't really have a good wide receiver, like, after Johnny Morris, until you get to, you know, number 81, Brandon Marshall, number 80, Alshon Jeffrey. I wonder how, and then Dennis McKinnon is actually 79, and I just wonder how these guys accounted for changes to the game when certain positions mattered in a way that...
Doug Plank is on that list, too, right? What number is he?
Plank was 99, I think. He's one spot ahead of you.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's, you know, he is the 46 defense. His number comes, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just gonna be really neat to see where they do fall. And, yeah, I think you're right, Dan, with positionally, you know, does that weigh into something? You know, does it weigh into what they've done for the game? Does it weigh what they've done for the Bears? And then with this defense the Bears have, or the history of the defensive Bears has, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, leaned heavily that way as it gets closer to number one.
It's just, you realize, Pat, when they bring out all 100 players or however many we have left with us, you know, because like we mentioned, some actually fought in the war, the first one, you're going to be standing there for a really long time at Soldier Field while everybody walks out.
I'll be shaking a lot of hands.
And actually, the guy
just brings some Purell up there and just makes
sure. It's funny. The guy we met, I mentioned the name Bob Wataska. He's one of the guys, one of the alumni that's going to be part of Bears 100.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be pretty cool, though. I think what I'm most excited about seeing is Urlacher, Singletary, and Butkus up on the stage chatting. That's going to be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, now that Brian's decided he's going to, ever since Brian got his hair back, he's like he's been smiling and talking. It's like a different dude. He's totally different ever since he got hair.
Well, I think we all kind of are. I mean, you know, with Olin working with the score, speaking a little bit more, that, you know, once you step away from the game, you feel like you can be a little more open. And Dan, we had that locker room. You know our locker room. We were guarded. You know, we took care of each other, and we just didn't try to give up too much. And I think now we've, you know, enough times passed where you can kind of see who we are personally, a little bit more of our personality, especially Olin and now Brian, like you said, that, you know, it's just, we don't have to, you know, guard for each other. And it's been fun. It's been, now that what I'm out 6 years now, you kind of look back on it and you can actually start patting yourself on the back a little bit and telling more stories and things like that. So it's been nice to be retired and get past that level where, now you can be that old guy and tell lies and old stories.
Well, most people, actually, now that I think about it, kids of a certain age are going to grow up knowing Brian Urlacher as Billboard Guy, right?
No doubt.
They will not have remembered a single play. They just remember he's the guy on all the billboards everywhere.
I'm driving down 294 right now, and I'm about to see about, 105 billboards of Brian?
Yep. Good for him, man. Hey, get that money. All right, well,
yeah, no
hit
doubt.
Him straight today.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
Patrick
Pat.
Manley, the 100th greatest Chicago Bear to ever lace him up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.